Ready?
Sure I am.
Ross Davis?
Here.
Bill Ray? Yvonne Cruz?
Here.
Christina Miller?
Here.
Dave Gibbous? Simon Ponder? Tanya Walker?
Here.
Bill is outside. Consideration of minutes from last month, April 14th. I'll just motion to approve the minutes from last meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Good stuff. Meeting the minutes are approved. Anybody for public comment today? No. Persons wishing to appear / unfinished business?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Beside me here is Ms. Tasha Jones, which is the chairperson of Governor's West Revitalization Council. We have been, the word is not directed, but we have been researching the community to come up with a name for the Thompson Bowl. And consensus was to name the park Heritage Park. But as we talked about that and discussed that, we realized that we have Heritage Nature Conservancy, which can make people think one when it's the other, etc. So in our dialogue, we talked about the word legacy, as in Legacy Park, depicting people from the community that have made a significant contribution to West Ocala. And just so that y'all know, we did have a little feuding Tuesday because Legacy was not on our nomination form when we went before the council. We kind of shared with them, again, our concern about Heritage, because we already have a park named Heritage. So Legacy is the name that we would like to do with the park. Now, when we talk about people that made significant contributions, maybe I should be letting you do this instead of me.
You're doing such a good job.
We had 12 nominations. And at first, we said we was going to pick six of those. But Kathy, and you tell me if I'm wrong, when you and I was talking about how we make and lay out the stuff, the 12 would not be bad to do. You know, because there's many, many people that have made contributions, but
Hopefully there'll be many more.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, so we have 12 people that we want to put into the park as a names, and Kath and I just had a brief discussion about possibly moving out some sidewalk and putting in some brick with the people names on them and things of that nature. Do you want to elaborate on that anymore, or is that fine?
If you've seen over at the art park, if you've been over there at all, which it's possible you haven't because there's a big no trespassing sign there. But one of the things they did is they took they have some brick paver plazas. And within those they have what is more the size of a stepping stone, but they're square. And they have different art quotes engraved in them. And then that sits in the middle of the plaza, and then there's pavers of all different shapes around it. So it's just really, it's really cool. So I thought you could possibly recognize the people that way. You could do it by painting on a paver, and then you clear coat it if you wanted to do some kind of artwork to go with any of them. It's a little bit cheaper to do that than to buy a monument for each one. In addition, we're a little limited on room over there. So that was just my thought. And we do have, you know, in addition, we have some sidewalk work we need to do over there anyways.
Perfect.
So it would be a good opportunity to...
Do you require a vote or anything from this board? No, right?
Yeah, I think once they make their recommendation, we'd like this board to bless that recommendation before we take it to City Council. When we take it to City Council, we want to be able to say that you all reviewed it as well.
Is it easy if after the original 12 names were to go in, so I'm assuming it looks, you know, with the sidewalk and... This spot would have the 12 names or something like that on
Jackson. I would think you'd
like
spread
that.
It out throughout the whole walking.
Just throughout.
Kind of like Monroe?
So is that...
Randomly.
Have you seen the walk up to Monroe?
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Theirs is on like a paver this big, and it's got a name on it.
Right.
I would think you would do not just one area with pavers with 12 names. I would take it along the whole walking
but
trail.
But interspaced like Monroe
yep.
is?
Yeah.
Right.
Is it easy
and
to go back and add more of those?
Sure, yes.
It
is.
Well, there's, so to put these in, I would propose that, say, we take a piece of sidewalk out.
Yeah.
And that whole section of the sidewalk would get pavers put back in with this big thing.
In between
big
it.
Step, I'll call it a stepping stone. Yeah. Big paver.
Yes.
In the middle. And so you would do that in 12 different places along the trail. And then later, if there's somebody else that we want to recognize, then we just go in and cut out that section of the sidewalk.
So you're going to have to do a whole write-up on what it takes to qualify and nominate and the cause.
Well,
somebody's going to be in charge of that, right?
Right.
Okay, that's
and
it.
And they already have that because they use that process to take the original suggestions
oh, good.
On names.
All right.
So after we have talked about those 12, we really would be missed if we omit one that came from this department and the person of E.D. Krosky. Mr. Krosky was hired by the city of Ocala on September 1st, 1952, and he worked for this department to September 10th, 1987 as the West Side Division Head. And you know, didn't think about that and all of that kind of stuff during this whole process. But this morning, you know, just before breakfast, it dawned on me. So I would like to propose, and Shatasha, I know we went through this process and everything like that, but I think that the Rec Commission should consider adding Mr. E.D. Krosky as the 13th candidate for this recognition.
And before
well,
we get
if we're
to
not
evaluate,
ready for a vote yet, why wouldn't we just include that? Or do you want it to be separate?
Well, what I want to try to make sure happens within the minutes
I think.
Is that this is brought up because this body, Governors West, made a selection. And I need for that
okay.
body to understand that this body made this
addition.
Got it.
Yeah. It wasn't just randomly added
in. Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Is there...
Go ahead.
You know, on that same venue, I like that idea. I'll support it. The you know, as our recommendation. Now, from Parks and Rec, historically... building up traditions within the city, is there, you know, 13, 14, 15, if there is another historical representative figure that the city has that is beneficial, you know, first and foremost, it's still a public resource of the city of Ocala. And if we think that we're aware of another,
someone,
you know, critical representative name.
The gentleman that served on this board that we went to his funeral the year before last, and his name is escaping. That's who, Coleman. That's
yeah.
who I would like on there.
So.
Yeah, we had him on the vision, didn't we? Mr. Coleman?
On the vision.
Yeah, when we were doing all the visioning work, you know.
We had Herbert S. Coleman Center.
Yeah.
Did we do? He was on the Rec Commission for years.
That's what I thought when we were...
He served with Gene Edwards.
You know, 10 years ago when we started the Ocala visioning process, I think I remember he was one of the groups that we interviewed, and I think we met with him when we were doing the Ocala West Community Plan.
So can I ask... hopefully, we eventually fill the whole trail with these, would be my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might help them to understand. Let's just talk about the original 12 first.
Yeah. What was the criteria?
I think it would help them to understand the vetting process. And then, if you all have had any conversations about how you would vet, how do you see that working with future ones? Do you see those coming to the Rec Commission? Do you see those coming through Governor's West first, and then you make recommendations? So talk to us about both of those things.
Originally, when we did the survey, we created a committee within Governor's West, and we created a standard to elect the names. And those people were selected from a list of people who had made significant impact to West Ocala and our community. The part of the process, they had to be originally from Marion County, Ocala, preferably still living in the area or have lived in the area for a minimum of 10 years. And they also would have had to, we need to see what they've done. So we sent out the surveys and people mailed in surveys with a long list of exactly what commitments and sacrifices these people have made in the community, as well as the legacies they've left behind. Many of them. Part of our process was hoping to have people that were still around, because a lot of times people are recognized long after they're gone.
Right.
And so we thought, in our minds, it would be nice to have the majority of the people that we recognize to get their flowers while they're still here. So that was part of the criteria as well. However, we did end up with some individuals who are deceased, and that was okay. But majority of them are still around, so they will be here to see it and appreciate the process. So we did a survey. The deadline for the nominees was April 30th, I think it was. And we took those nominees back to our council, and we went through all of the nominees. And I actually have some of the information that was submitted for each one of the people who actually wound up on the survey. We took that back to our committee, and we selected the names. And we did a vote, and the majority ruled, of course, and that's how we wound up with the actual names for recognition.
So do we have a list of the names?
We do.
And a description of what their legacy was?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have that?
Nope, I can't get this.
How about, do you have it with you that I can go make copies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me do that.
Let me ask a question. I thought originally one of the criteria was the person had to be deceased.
No.
That was not discussed in this meeting.
It was.
Because it broke, I'll tell you the example that was brought up in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It was Barbara Washington. The fact that they had to get special exemption to get the center over here named after Barbara because she was still alive.
But you missed the beginning. They're not naming the park after a person. They're naming it Legacy Park. And they're just doing the pavers. You're going to have a problem going forward if you don't have specific criteria. I think you know that. Yeah.
So since we're going with legacy, we're no longer using that criteria?
Well, let me share this with you. In talking to the city manager, he forego that as far as a person
Governor
being dead.
West, let them nominate all living people.
When I had a discussion with him, he forego people being
dead.
He was adamant about trying to get this park named. And so he forego that. That's all I can tell you.
And what did we, I'm sorry, I stepped out. The issue with the Barbara Washington Center, what was the deal?
Do you remember
that?
The conversation we had in the Parks and Rec meeting? It was two or three meetings ago. We were talking about naming that park, and we were throwing things out. And it was said that parks are generally named after somebody that's already deceased.
But in the case of the Barbara Washington Center, Ms. Rich was adamant.
Right.
She was not deceased when we named that center after her. Ms. Rich doesn't like the requirement that you have to be deceased. She feels like you should honor people while they're still alive. And I think she's pretty much got a council that agrees with her. So that's a council policy, by the way. That,
right.
And there's a reason for that. It's because you name something after somebody and then they turn around and they do something and now you've got this big facility named after them.
So who pays for the pavers? Like, can anybody in the future nominate somebody and it could be a fundraising effort, or how's that going to work? Or is the city going to foot that bill? Because that could be endless.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we probably need to work out a program related to that, but...
We have a... There's, from similar ones, Rollins has a program of, you know, the Rollins Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And you have blocks that the college just recognizes people. They have a recognized criteria, and they get a brick, you know, they get a block and a brick. And then you have naming bricks that you can... buy in memory of. The Marine Corps does the same thing. You know, $100 you get a brick. And then you have also other nominated ones to where the, you know, where, like in this case, Governors West would, you know, recommend appointing ones. On the appointed ones, those are a recognition that the community feels is viable and the community pays for the bricks and the community, you know, recognizes their contribution. The idea is that that contribution has already been made. But then if a representative of the public feels that their kid really loved this place and everything else like that, and they want to memorialize or they want to honor their son for a $250 contribution, we have a template of what you can say or what you can review. We did one at Rollins. He was just a regular alumni, graduated in our fraternity, you know, died too early, and we bought, you know, a couple of bricks, put a little, you know, Jimmy Buffett slogan on it in memory of, boom, put it underneath a streetlight.
Or even a family in the community just wants to make a donation and they want their name in there.
Right, yeah. But all of that's going to have to be spelled out.
Yeah.
Right, and that part of it is more fundraiser.
Do we need a vote today on the legacy, or we're not asking for a vote for anything just yet?
I think we're asking, and Irie, just to go back to the, I totally agree about Mr. Krosky. I agree about Mr. Coleman. I would like, here's what I would recommend. Let's review, and Val's made copies, so let's review. Let's review the names they submitted.
Hello.
And then here, if you can pass those down.
Did anybody vet them, or?
They vetted them.
Got it.
So if you all would look at these and then...
They haven't went over any of the guidelines. I don't know. That's what I keep asking.
Yeah.
So she just... So explain what your guidelines were again.
They would have to make significant impact in the community, be originally from the community, and or still living here, or have lived here for past 10 years.
Nice.
That's a good one. And the community had to, the community wrote in, and the summary that you've seen are the exact words from the community that nominated these people.
Yes. Now, are the summary of the nominees, are these all the nominees that came in?
Correct.
Okay, so we're not...
The Governor's West is recommending approval of all 12 of these that have been nominated.
Okay. Actually, there's 10 here. The other one, she did not want to be recognized at all.
Okay.
And then the other one was Matthew Scipio, and there was a different idea for that one. And I can talk about that.
I
I don't think that we should be voting on the names. I think we should be voting on the process, criteria. And they get to pick the names. Because we can't, I'm going to assume that she did the proper vetting, but the lawyer in me, I know I drive everybody crazy. Let's just say we find out somebody on here is a sexual predator. We need to disassociate from that and say if they're going to pick the names, they show us the guidelines. As long as they stick by their guidelines, I think that's what we need to be approving here. This makes me very nervous unless we're actually going to each take the time and vet this. And I don't think they want us to do... I think that they would like to do that. Am I correct? You would like to have control... Right. So I think that we need to get their guidelines. And then we vote on... I think we could vote on the name of the park today. And then we approve their guidelines. And then if we want to add, like you said, our own guidelines, that you can also purchase a paver in this section for memoriam, for whatever, then we can approve those guidelines. But I think it would be better for your group if we just approved your criteria, correct?
How about this? How about we approve the name and we approve advancing the name and the concept of recognizing individuals to city council. And that, and we will say in that when we take it to council, we can say that the Governor's West group is going to formalize what this process is going to look like, and it can be similar to what you've already done, except for we do need to do checks on these people. I know these people, you know, we know these names and we know these people, but we do our due diligence, and that you all are going to outline the process and bring that back to the Rec Commission and just go ahead and let council know that's the way this is park is going to work. Council doesn't necessarily have to approve the process. If they want to, we can bring it back after you all do. And that was kind of where I was going to go with the additional recommendations, is out of respect for the Governor's West group, I would like it to there to not be nominations outside of them. They're going to see more and more nominations come. And like I said, maybe eventually we have the whole place filled.
Right.
And they can always revise their criteria if they see a gap or I mean, but it should be in their hands.
I kind of have an idea of, in addition to this paver in the ground, we have a program called the OnCell program. And it's an audio program where you can call on your phone, either call the number that's related to that particular stop, or you take a QR code and you take a thing of it. And then it would tell this story, because we have a lot of times we name things after people, but then people don't, if I didn't know that person, I don't even know what the story behind them is. And I think it's important to also tell the story. So
why that person is important.
Right. And so some of these are kind of short. Like, we know, and I can tell why you approved them, because you have a feeling. You know these people and you know who they are. But I think even the nomination, like for Frank Washington, it could be pages long. So why isn't it? And so it might be that we have to go back to these people and get additional information on, and then so that when we're telling the story too, we have that information.
Well, that's where, you know, like when you come in and you're doing, you know, an audio video trail.
Right.
And you've got, and now we have it with apps. You can walk around Savannah and you're at a park and it's like, app here. Mm-hmm. This is Washington Park, developed in 1725.
And we have that.
That's what I mean.
We already have that.
So you build on it. And that's that whole wayfinding thing that the city envisioned, where you can walk through Ocala, and if you see something cool, you can bring it up.
Yep.
So I would make a motion to approve the name of Legacy Park and to approve Governor's West? What did you say it was?
Governor's
did I say
West.
It right?
Yes.
Their ability to develop criteria for adding names to this legacy. You switched it to Legacy Park. That's the motion.
And can we include in that motion also the ability, what about if motion open for discussion first, do we want to approve the motion and then open it up for discussion to add to it?
Not without a second.
Help her amend her motion.
Yeah, thinking about to do what?
We have to have a second first.
I second your motion.
Okay, now it's open for discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Looking to amend it in that. What if, you know, this board in future development of that park and funding, we find another, you know, a deceased member or somebody else like that, do we have, does this board have the ability to bring forward a, you know, a candidate for a...
I would suggest that if we're going to have Governors West manage this process, that this board and any other board can make a nomination. Let's make it to Governors West, because they're going to manage the process.
Okay.
So the motion, if I'm understanding it, is to approve Legacy Park as the name of the park and to
allow Governors West.
And to authorize Governors West to develop
criteria.
The criteria for vetting the nominees.
I have a question about the name. Did you guys like, I mean, like if you were to go in the phone book, and nobody uses phone books anymore, just look up Legacy just to see what other businesses, I don't know, apartment buildings, you know, what comes up when
I did it. Legacy? It's fine.
It is fine? Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's not like Legacy, a park, apartment somewhere out there?
No.
Okay.
There's some condos and timeshares, and there's an Orlando timeshare resort, and there's nothing.
Okay.
I'm listening all of a sudden, right?
Well, there's a hospice house called Legacy House.
And, okay, you know, that's what it is.
But I was just concerned that maybe there was something out there called Legacy Park, something else.
Well, we have Fort King Street. We have Fort King National Historic Market.
We have Fort King Center.
But nothing that's...
I did that. As soon as they said Legacy, I Googled Legacy Park, Florida. Okay. And it's I actually did it, yeah.
So there's nothing weird out there, you know? Okay.
Weirder than normal. And you all want to authorize the Governors West... to make the after vetting it through their process, to make the decision. Well, you can do that as part of the process at the next meeting.
I think if we do a motion to adopt the name Legacy Park and to allow Governors West to develop criteria for vetting the nominees, that still gives the city ultimate control over that process. And I think that's what you're looking for, the ability to do what you want to do and have it in the city park, and we're looking to not be liable if you make a mistake.
Will there be a cap on how many?
I think as long as you got...
And you
got
to figure out how to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a funding part of this. The funding part could come through the sale of favors.
All of that has to be in the criteria.
You could do an annual dedication to these new individuals at the park every year to raise money.
But that's going to all need to be in the criteria.
Where's the stars?
Where's what?
Hollywood.
Oh, the Chinese theater.
That's what, yeah. Or like at Rollins or UF, yeah. Like bricks that you can buy.
So when you get a star, there's a ceremony for you and your family and your group.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't we have some of those downtown here? Are there stars here?
Yeah.
At Monroe.
They're just a stamp.
At Monroe?
Yeah.
Monroe sells the papers. All right, so the motion to adopt the name Legacy Park and allow Governors West to develop criteria for vetting nominees has been...
moved and seconded.
So, I'll...
Or do we want to break it up into two motions to get one of them?
My question is, when we have... Yeah. So next year, you know, this gets approved, we've got 12 people that go in, who's going to take it to City Council to say, okay, we now have 10 more people this year we want to put in?
We won't.
Who's going to start the construction on that? Who's going to be in charge?
That's all going to be in the criteria.
And I'm going to ask... I'm going to let City Council know that they're going to develop criteria for vetting the nominees.
Which will have to be approved.
And Council will let us know then if they want those to come to them or if they're okay just letting it be handled.
And I'm sure you could Google any other park that's done that and it's... Hit reprint, yeah. All right, so is the conversation closed?
Are there any other, any other discussion points?
Yeah, motion to close the discussion. Yeah.
Call for a vote.
Yeah, well, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? No? Motion approves unanimously? Yeah.
Very good.
Wonderful. Congratulations, Legacy.
Okay, so I'm going to advance the park name and the approval for you all to develop the criteria, which you feel like you've already developed the criteria. Memorialize that in a document, which I think you have to have. And then we almost need for each of these a check mark. Did they meet the criteria? You almost need a sheet that says, were they, just so we have
something.
A checklist.
Yeah. And then some of these we need more information on. Just
my elbows.
And then we can talk more about what the program looks like out there. And how
sorry, Siri.
Siri made a motion.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
There will always be a problem without clear criteria, and if you have any question about that,
talk to the attorney.
Find out where Judge Singbush's plaque went.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask anything.
No.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. But if you Google his name, you'll see mine right there. Where are we at?
We are at... We
nope,
just cruised the new business... We have a proposal-ish for meeting quarterly.
Who proposed that?
As opposed to monthly.
It was one of y'all.
Was it you?
It was so not me!
Was it me? You could tell.
I think maybe Ken started the conversation with, why does that board meet monthly and all the rest of them meet quarterly?
Because we do more.
I'm opposed to that.
I feel like, actually, it was because at the time, this... we kind of gave each of our boards the option. Even those boards that are supposed to meet quarterly, they call special meetings in between from time to time. It says few of them actually only meet quarterly, but regularly they meet at least quarterly. So never does it
I mean,
go
you guys have stuff
months.
Going on every month. How would we get anything?
It's if you guys want to meet monthly, we can keep meeting monthly.
If we want to make parks and recreation just a more obsolete activity, maybe just meet bi-yearly, and therefore we meet maybe once a year, maybe quarterly, maybe if we want to get a plan implemented.
That's what I say.
Right.
If we want to get a plan implemented.
I was joking about that.
I mean, I'm just finally getting used to being the second Thursday of the month. You change me to quarterly.
Well, it depends. Those boards that have quasi-judicial responsibilities, they meet monthly just because there's typically people waiting to do their personal business based on decisions made, planning boards and those kind of things. Most of the other boards and commissions, how often does Arts Commission meet, though?
Used to be monthly.
I think it's 3 months. Quarterly.
I think it's quarterly now. It used to be monthly.
Tennis and golf meet quarterly.
Well, it's tennis and golf.
And their advisory boards. There's a difference. There's boards and commissions. This is a commission.
Right.
And then the advisory board, our advisory boards meet quarterly, but then the Arts Commission, it's a commission, it meets quarterly. So it just depends on, but the difference too with the Arts Commission is its makeup is totally different. So there is a representative of each cultural arts organization in this community sits on that board. So FAFO has a seat, Symphony has a seat, you know, I could go through the list. So those people see each other constantly in their day-to-day business anyways. We don't see you all unless we have a meeting.
It's county recreation.
I think they meet monthly.
Mm-hmm.
The county does.
So without a motion, it does. The proposal will just halt there. So.
Staff reports.
All right. Well, go on into staff reports then. Project update.
So I kind of added the project update because I felt like there was stuff under unfinished and new business that really we weren't requiring you all to take action on. Until we're at a point where we need you all to take action on something, it really doesn't belong up there under business. So, but I wanted to leave a place for me to talk.
Perfect.
So just to give you an update on the projects. The RFP is out for the Lillian Bryant Splash Pad. We had the pre-proposal meeting already. The proposals are supposed to be due today, I believe it is. That wasn't a mandatory pre-proposal. The beautiful thing about mandatory ones is you kind of get a general idea of how many proposals you might get. That one wasn't mandatory. I think we had four different firms in the room. So that's a good indicator. Those proposals, as soon as they're dispersed to the committee, do have one glitch. Found out that there's a water main running right under where we're proposing to build a splash pad. When I asked where the nearest water connection was, and they sent me the picture, I was like, oh, yeah, that's a problem.
You would think that would be good to have the water main right there.
Right?
Just poke a hole. There's your splash pad.
I'm going to suggest that.
I guess that's not how that works, huh?
So, we'll find another place for it. But we will have a splash pad, Lily and Brian. Good. You can be sure.
All that concern for gas lines.
Right? Probably a little poke in the water lines better than a little poke in the gas line.
Yes.
Yeah, so we were already avoiding a very large gas line that runs through there. I mean, we built the playground on it, and that didn't hurt anybody. So.
This is a perfect spot.
So anyway.
The gas main blows up, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
At all.
It's not going to hurt for long.
Yeah.
The other big project is the Fort King reconstruction of the fort. That one also is out on the streets. We have the pre-proposal meeting for that one on Monday. That one is a mandatory pre-proposal meeting. So we'll have a good idea at that one what kind of proposals we'll get. Those are due May 26th. We have a committee that will vet those as well. Both of those are fast track projects. We're on very tight timelines, so we'll keep those moving. We will have kids splashing by April. We will have a fort built by May-ish, May or June. So we're rolling.
Nice.
And Discovery Center elevator project is almost complete.
Wow.
We are going into what should be the final phase of what we call 1A reconstruction of that center, and that is outside signage, uplighting outside, and kitchen renovations. And then that project, we're going to color it finish because that building isn't colorful enough right now. We are going to be moving forward with an exhibit program for the Discovery Center now that we have the upstairs renovated. The first exhibit is going to be The Dinosaur in Me, I think is the name of it. Very nice size exhibit. The Discovery Foundation is going to donate the funds needed to bring that exhibit here. It's a traveling exhibit, so we'll only have it for a few months. That should come in maybe like September. And then, from a project standpoint, what else do we have, Irie?
Skate park?
We have no skate park yet.
No,
we're
going to
start the development. We're going to try to, in the month of June, we're going to set time aside to really try to lay out what that fundraising plan looks like and what grants are available. The good news is that the governor did authorize funding for some of the FERDAP projects, the large FERDAP projects this year. That's the first time in about 6 years that they have funded any large projects. They didn't fund many, but it's a step in the right direction. So likely in the fall, we will submit a grant for $200,000 to help fund improvements at Scott Springs. Some of that money we already have. That we'll tack on to that grant just to get points, but we'll be looking for a full $200,000 to go towards the skate park. And then we'll roll out a local fundraising campaign for that. We're trying to just time it right because the Fort King Heritage Association is starting their bylaw Build a Fort capital campaign next week sometime, I think the 19th. They're hoping to raise up to $200,000, so we definitely don't want to compete with that. And then we also have the Magnolia Art Exchange Foundation, nonprofit, whatever they call themselves, raising funds for the seed money for the art incubator at the Union Station. So, and those are all us. So we have to be careful that we're not competing with ourselves, but at the same time, keep things moving. Those are the big things.
Park ops.
Let me tell you about all the hires we've made recently. We hired a, let me tell you this first. We have a very important retirement in our department. Mr. Irie Bethay has dedicated his whole life to public recreation, and he is retiring. So
tell me it ain't so. Come on now. You've got years.
So we have filled his position. That person will start at the end of the month. We have filled the parks.
Is it from within?
No.
Oh.
That one is a gentleman we hired from Miami. We hired a parks division head. That gentleman is from New York. He won't start till the end of June. The recreation one will be filled at the end of May. We filled the Lily and Bryant Community Center position with a gentleman who is local. He's not currently living in Ocala, but he comes from Ocala, grew up here, and is looking to come home and make a difference in his community. So we're excited about that. And then we have a couple other positions we're hoping to fill. But
when are you retiring? When are you retiring?
The 27th of this month.
So this would have been the meeting to bring the cake, really?
The cake will be on May 24th at 5:30, Ari?
Yes.
At the Ocala Golf Club.
Okay.
You all will get an invitation.
Wow, I just spelled golf.
Ari's putting his list together.
That is
ridiculous. I'm basically orally telling the people because I got to try to get the addresses and places.
Or even we'll make sure it gets out just to keep people. But
2 weeks.
Are you excited? You don't look excited.
I look cool.
So we haven't had much going on in terms of parks operations. That was my point in that, because we've been without a division head for some time, and that person needed time to sell his home and get his family relocated here. So we wanted to allow him that time. It's very stressful when you're moving from that far away and then trying to work a new job at the same time. So just supporting events. A lot of mowing going on.
It's that time of year.
Getting geared up for the summer.
So recreation is?
We got pools opening. One opened this weekend. Derby Gap. Next weekend, Hampton opens. We have water safety instructor classes that will start this weekend so that we can get people trained to teach to learn to swim. We have a lifeguard, the third lifeguard class will start this Monday night so that we can make sure we get enough lifeguards. It's doing good. Our summer camps will start May 31st. The summer starts. And again, I mentioned about the swim lessons. We also went this morning and to try to get a good idea of how we're going to lay out the ice rink this year, because we lost the place that we had in previous years with the parking garage.
Oh, because construction's going to start,
right?
Have
you seen the parking garage?
No. Yeah. Really?
This morning.
We had a large issue with that, mm-hmm. Over in our
some
chamber stuff that was
right.
Badly.
Well, with
tell you,
our young professional
switch chamber.
Really?
I mean, Peak sits on the board with us, and that was interesting when that happened.
What happened?
The whole hotel dealio,
yeah.
And they just flopped on who was doing it. Because I wasn't Ocala Development doing it,
yeah.
And then now they're not.
Well, they were in negotiations, but they never were able to come to terms.
Yes.
Their ask was more than the city could.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure it wasn't a flawless effort.
Yeah, they were in negotiations.
So they pull out?
So who's doing it?
Guy Quad.
As far as the hotel, the city's building
the garage.
Yeah, the city's building the garage.
So how was Peak involved?
They were
from what I understand is they were originally doing it, both submitted plans. So we saw both plans for Dyquad and for Ocala Development. And I don't know what came down to the hotel. I think there was some give that Ocala Development needed inside the parking garage to use bottom floor space for something. And
I don't know
all of the details. It all looks bizarre.
It was two different things. There was, first the city was in a contract with Ocala Development.
Yes.
And then those negotiations came to a standstill. Then they put it back out.
And then they both came back
and
in.
And then they both came back, and then I don't know what happened with that. But either way, the city's not building a hotel, but the city's building a parking garage. And it's actually like a prefab, it's like Legos.
Really?
So it's
they
bring this in every morning. New pieces arrive, and they always arrive in the right order. Then it comes off with this huge crane. It gets set, put where it's supposed to. Next truck arrives. It's picked up. It's crazy.
I gotta go see.
And the floor is just relayed too.
Yeah.
Really?
You'd be shocked how much of it is done.
Already.
Really?
You go over there, you'll be shocked.
I'm going to go. So what do you think about the ice rink? What are your thoughts?
Well,
there's a parking garage there.
So where are you, what are we thinking?
We're thinking Citizen Circle.
I like it.
So we looked at what events are there during the holidays. The biggest one is Symphony Under the Lights. And they're coming to, they want to move that because the symphony's here.
Right.
They want to move that to Tuscola this year anyways. We have a few other movies in the park and that sort of thing, but mostly to support the ice rink, so we can easily move those. We looked at Tuscola.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at just about every vacant piece of, and some not so vacant pieces of property in the Central Business District, and it would take a little work even to put it at Citizen Circle because that plaza is not
pitched.
So it'll take a little work, but we could put it at the chamber site. It would need to be graded, and it would need a pad put down.
Isn't that where the tree goes?
It does. The tree, obviously, we're going to build a hotel there next year, so the tree's got to go back on the square anyways. The problem with the chamber lot is it's a one-year fix. Then next year we're looking for a place too, so we said we might as well just bite the bullet.
You should put the tree on top of the parking garage.
We should put the ice rink on top of the parking garage, right?
I say you just ice the slopes.
Now we're
turn
talking.
Turn it into a ski slope.
There you go. At the time of year when we need parking more than ever.
We're going to close the parking garage.
The garage is closed for a ski slope in Florida.
We built a parking garage, but we're going to use it as an ice rink.
So I can see that going over
well. And we'll make it more, you know, we'll try to make the whole area festive so that it's a holiday theme. And then just so you know, there, you know, the parking garage going on, then the hotel should start sometime mid-2017. The linear park portion that's by the Citizen Circle,
mm-hmm.
that should start somewhere January or into spring of 2017. The farmers market, the farmers market should get moved from the chamber lot probably sometime this fall. I don't know if you've seen all the improvements over there. And then
from the chambers lot to the employee parking lot, the old,
where the old survey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've renovated that. Have you seen it?
No.
They're building.
You can't get over there right now, can you?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mess.
Yeah,
they had the road open today.
They did.
I was talking on the linear park. Do we have any nexus or segue into that design? We as a board.
The linear park itself, the only part that's really park.
All of it is park.
No, they've abandoned that.
I was going to say, there was something in the paper about that, but they couldn't do it.
There's no, so they put the bid out for the whole railroad park thing,
yeah.
And it was like $1 million over budget. So they gave that grant back. And so the city just decided to repave Osceola and fix around those tracks because it's just the pavement was deteriorating. It was getting crazy. So while the city went in to repave, the railroad went ahead and reset their lines, so there's no realignment or any of that. The park part is really extending Citizen Circle. We can certainly bring that in for you all to look at it. That's being designed by the our landscape architect.
What I've had the discussions, and from when I first looked at that, from the original MGI plans that were done umpteen years ago, which showed it as a green park, which wouldn't work. And then we looked at it during the visioning process, and we actually had a lot of input on there as to what people thought, but we said, well, from the vision, that's getting too far down in the weeds. And in the premise of current placemaking, strong towns, smart development, whether or not it gets done this way is outside of my control. If we follow what other communities around the nation are proving again and again to be successful, is that if we take that area and make it a plaza urban open space, train goes down through there, you have bollards, that, you know, a definition to where this is where the train is, trains are going to work this area, but everything else is solid urban surface community gathering area, and then we can still have tree wells and
so
planting, but all
what
of it.
We're getting is a road, because then the hotel came and the hotel didn't want it, they needed it left open for access, so Osceola will still be a road. What we are getting is wider sidewalks, so
we're getting wider. So we're getting wider sidewalks adjacent to a railroad track, adjacent to a road.
We're getting this order: railroad track, road, sidewalk. Same thing we got. The sidewalks will be decorative. There will be some tree wells.
How wide are the sidewalks?
I want to say 15 feet in areas to get to IHMC. They're exactly what you see there, because there's not much give there. When you get down to the north end by the art park, that section that we closed.
Once we've already crossed over 40.
Right. We have some opportunity in that one area where you start to then segue into the park. So everything's real conceptual at this point, what it ends up. But, you know, the parking lot drove some of that, the need to be able to get the traffic through there. The dream is dead.
Yeah, failed. Prophecy, 10 years, we're going to sit up there and say, what the heck was this?
No, we're going to say, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah. not just any, y'all want to pick up anything, pick up small, pick up smart, strong towns, pick up wayfinding, pick up complete streets, pick up there's several of them out on Facebook, and it's a technique that's called planning to make cars happy.
Yeah.
And it's a recognized, failed, outdated planning mode for mid-sized communities.
So the other thing on top of that, renovation of Magnolia from Broadway to Fort King, and First from Broadway to Fort King. That streetscape's never been done. We've done Fort King, we've done Broadway, we've done around the square, but we never did those two small sections. Those will go under construction. We're working on design now. Those will go under construction right after Silver Springs Film Festival in 2017, so April-ish
year.
That is about widening sidewalks. We'll probably lose parallel parking on one side of the road in each of those places.
Oh, we'll have a parking garage.
So that we can make the sidewalks wider. In that case, on Magnolia in particular, kind of pitches you off into the road. And the sidewalk goes like this. Wearing high shoes, it's really ugly.
The effect me one time, but.
And fixing those, getting rid of those trees, and they're all these hollies are dying.
It's the wrong tree to pick to put in there.
Yeah.
Are they going to put back in tree wells or?
Some. Hopefully in key places instead of like blocking businesses. there's plenty of places in between front doors.
We went through this, cost the city manager in Mount Dora, you know.
Mount Dora's been thrown out multiple times as an example.
And you know what? It's the same coin.
In Winter Park.
There's one with the Mount Dora. You'll have two things. And just to let you know, is that one is the example of what to do. The other side of the coin is the example of exactly what not to do. That was hugely controversial what happened in there. They took out a lot of the big live oaks to replace them with crepe myrtles. And people are in there saying, why are you taking out a canopy live oak that brands Mount Dora and replacing it with a crepe myrtle?
Good luck keeping those up.
Yeah. Only place where I've seen them work is in...
from them in the holidays. Yeah.
The only place where I've seen them work is in Charleston, where they're, you know, 250 years old. They're like this big. The only place I've ever seen crepe myrtles that way.
Yeah.
But that's the
Don't
only city
I've
ever worked
in. Don't they have a 30-year lifespan? I thought crepe myrtles were...
The ones in Charleston are huge. But that's the only place where I've ever seen them work.
But they probably got really huge before we put a bunch of concrete around them. Golf course has some really old crepe myrtles, but they don't work too well.
They're not. They don't give that.
We've got some that
you don't
downtown
get any shade from a crepe myrtle.
Yeah, and that's what your street trees are. Yeah, shade and branding. Like I said, it cost Mark Rigantine his job. He's now over at. He's director of planning for Apopka.
And crepe myrtles make a mess.
Yeah, they're dirty.
They're messy trees.
Well, and they're really pretty when they're really pretty.
Right.
When they're not really pretty.
And then when people come in and crepe myrtle.
And forget it. If you get moss on a crepe myrtle, you are done for.
Right.
Yeah, then you end up having to spray them.
The parking garage, how many spots are in there?
I don't know.
I want to say close to 300.
Okay.
Give or take.
About right.
So if you lose five or six, you were talking about losing on Magnolia.
Yeah, they're factoring that. That was part of the thing is, once we get the parking garage done, we can make some of these other improvements.
What was it?
Midtown has a proposal out right now for a Midtown master plan that'll be similar to the downtown master plan to help guide what's going to happen north of 40. So, much needed. All right, anything else for recreation? Summer.
Yeah, I've already shared that one.
Special services.
50 years.
We're having the next event coming up is, you know, we did away with the downtown summer jams. Just wasn't getting the attendance, and so a lot of money goes into putting that on for the few people that would come out. We replaced it instead with one larger event, which will be the Jimmy Buffett Bash.
Are you actually getting Buffett?
No.
Okay.
The land sharks.
Are you serious?
Land sharks. Land sharks. So.
Are we going to get an exemption so we can serve alcohol?
We are serving alcohol.
Okay.
And I will tell you that we had over 1,500, not impressions, hits on that event's post. People interested as of this morning. There was over 50,000 impressions as of yesterday.
On the
day of that event posting.
What day is the event?
Heronheads are huge. We're a big group.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Jimmy Buffett concert?
I saw Jimmy Buffett by himself, the High Life Fronton, when he didn't even have the coral reefers.
Stop it.
Saw him in 1976.
It's pretty much everybody our parents' age in a parking lot, thousands of them smoking weed.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to smoke weed.
I guarantee you there will be people. I've never been to a Jimmy Buffett concert and not seen like 3,000 people my parents. It's the weirdest thing. Just in a parking lot, just in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the land sharks.
Yep.
Trust me.
Land shark!
Which is Jimmy Buffett's beer, isn't it?
There's going to be a cloud.
Is that your own land shark problem?
Fins.
Fins. Fins to the right.
That is one of his songs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you can't sing the lyrics, at least 20.
I have to go, and if I go, there's not a quorum because she stepped out. So.
Sure, motion to adjourn.
Did we finish? I don't think we finished.
Did we finish?
We finished?
I think we're finished. Think
motion to adjourn.
So move.
Aye.
I just
second, all in favor, pass.
Thanks, guys.
One sworn.